And welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I am joined today by Eva Crickshan.
Hello.
Fucking louder, bitch!
Hello!
That's better! And Howard Flood, are we still doing your fake name?
Yeah, of course. That's okay. my stage name.
Oh, it's your stage name.
Yeah.
Cool.
God, I'm glad you're telling me this
now. Exactly. So
I had no idea.
No.
I had to adopt it when it started... When I started appearing on the show, when I realized, like, man, some of the things John says, I don't really want to associate with my real name.
It's weird, yeah, because when you were acting in Newsies and exploring your sexuality with Christian Bale as a child, you're under your birth name. But I can see wanting to do the stage name now because of the content of this show. And wanting to hide your homosexual past from your wife and child. I get that. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. I've managed to purchase Papa's Basement. I've done nothing with it, but I can brag. You can't hurt me now. I have Papa's Basement.
No one
can buy that and squat on it. It's mine to do what I want.
Papa died, so now you have his website.
Papa died. Yeah, legitimately the Papa that Papa's Basement was named after. A woman tried to build. If you want to know what this dumb bitch who threw a thorn in my side, because that's an idiom, threw the thorn in my side. This broad that fucked me for 12 plus years. She had a grandpa, or no, her dad. She named him, referred to him as Papa, as they do.
Okay.
And she wanted to sell off his possessions. So rather than just go on eBay or a flea market or Amazon or what the fuck ever, she came up with the website Papa's Basement, which I thought for years was being held by a goddamn squatter out to fuck with me because it was just a splash art of like a childish drawing of a girl walking down some stairs. While, like, some evil eyes peered out from under the basement stairs, like, big bad wolf eyes. So clearly Papa fucked his daughter.
Yeah. It's time to go get molested.
Yeah, Dr. Freud, yeah. So this broad sat on that site for 12 years, and it finally organically expired after, like, hearing from various companies that were like, oh, we'll get it to you for, like, $100. Or if you pay us $100, we can't guarantee you'll get it, but we'll look into it. And you know what? Old John Papa, he paid the waiting game because, you know what? Fucking old Papa didn't have much time left. He was a sick old man. And now Papa's Basement's mine, baby. Doing nothing with it. No splash art, nothing. I don't even think it has, like, the HostGator redirect. Just dog shit.
So I just realized that we're not sitting in the studio today. We're in... your mom's kitchen.
We're in my mom's kitchen. She cleaned up everything, so you can't tell she's a hoarder, right, guys? Right.
Right.
Nice. Yeah. And she was so fucking livid with me. She was like, oh, the amount of cleaning I've had to do. And I'm like, oh, God forbid. Oh, God forbid someone staunch the bleeding of your hoarding.
Okay. It has been a while since we've done a show here, right?
A while, yeah.
Yeah. When I come here, I spend about 3 minutes here and then we leave.
Yeah, and then you take a bath and hand sanitizer.
No. Yes.
Did we sit wrong? I feel like normally when we're at studio, you kind of like have the commander's chair and we all just kind of sit around you.
Oh,
and then...
well, that's how the board is organized. Yeah, that I'm... It is
well,
odd
it feels like your show.
It's odd for me to not be facing Eva, but I can live with it, I guess.
Okay, I was like, should we move? Because I just feel like it's my show right now, which is kind of a cool feeling. But
oh, yeah, enjoy. No.
I've always wondered, like, could I sit in and just host your show if you ever actually had, like, a regular show live?
I don't give a shit.
And I'm like, no, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to make eye contact with multiple people. Because usually I'm just kind of staring at John and like looking at my phone in studio. And now
I'm not going to lie.
There are two of you I have to look at.
Having someone on, like, in my periphery like that, it triggers whatever tism I do have. Like, I'm weirded out not being able to stare people dead in the eye, but only during the show. Like, after
the show.
I fucking hate eye contact.
Yeah, because your Asperger's comes in.
Yeah, I definitely have the Asperger's.
You're somewhere on that spectrum.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
Like, a friend of mine who's in education gave me, like, a sample, are you a fuck-up, test? That's the technical term, right? And, I mean, I was, like, not even mild. I was moderate. They're like, are you able to, like, detect, like, scents really easily? I'm like, does the story of me being able to detect my mom's menstruation as a child count?
Ew.
Could you really?
Oh, yeah.
Ew. Like, you knew when mom was on the menses?
I would just be like, I smell tuna.
Shut up.
Shit you not.
Like iron or something?
Yeah, exactly. Iron helps us play. And then I'd lap it up. Lift your skirt, mommy. Like a little wolf boy. All of that statement was true. Yeah, apparently I could do that. I have really good hearing. I can detect things. I don't know. I have good senses. I thought that was like a superpower, not autism. Like my mom, like when she would drop pieces of jewelry, like the backs of earrings and shit, she would make me look for it. Like she called me
John.
Little... Yeah. And I'd say yes, mommy, because I smell the tuna tin.
So find the back of my brooch. Yeah.
And then
you'll get some menses blood. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I would just eat my mom out while she stood, then I'd walk away looking like Andrew WK.
Whereas at my house, we're so Irish Catholic, we deny everything.
Yeah.
I didn't tell my mom I got my period for 2 years after. Oh.
I thought you were going to say your mom willed her period out of existence.
No, yeah, my mom, that was her superpower.
Yeah.
No, we just deny any sort of change in my family.
Did you just get tips from your friends on like how like tampons and pads worked or what?
Well, pads are pretty self-explanatory, right. But tampons come with an instruction.
Yeah.
Little thing.
So you're
box.
Just like reading the instructions and you didn't even tell your friends. It's just like, I want to know.
No, I told my buddies. All right. I just didn't.
I'll level with you. Like my only long-term girlfriend was such a fucking slob. She would literally just like fold toilet paper on itself and use that as a pad.
Sometimes you have to do that if you're in like a situation where you got nothing.
Yeah, what if you're
I've
just
been there
it in your own house.
Yeah, but if you're kicking
yeah.
it in your
own
house,
what if you're a lazy pothead and
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
exactly. There's just no excuse no. for the homemade diaper. Oh, yeah.
Like the way you pour like cake batter into a pan,
yeah,
it just
and
folds
fold
on
it over.
Yeah, that's yeah. you do that with toilet paper.
No, I've had every girl's had to do that in a situation.
Yeah, not
it,
5 feet from her bedroom though.
Yeah, not in view of like the box of
yeah,
pads.
Yeah, just like meh. So here's my question:
where's my bong? Yeah. F this.
Yeah, where's the gravity?
Fold.
God damn it, I hate buying shit for her. You know, like, I would have to buy every fucking Chipotle meal, yet there was a $500 volcano bong from Germany. Chilling. And then the bag got ripped. The fucking 30-cent cellophane bag part of it got ripped. And she's like, I don't use that anymore. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
That's insane.
She was insane. Like, oh, my tire's flat. New car time. I'm like, what is wrong with you? So... like real talk, because I've never long-termed with a broad. How do tampons work? I just don't know. I know that they're like...
Seriously?
Yeah. I know that they...
They come in the plastic.
There's like a perforated tip, right?
The plastic applicator or cardboard.
It looks like the Demogorgon's mouth.
Yes.
And then there's like...
That is the perfect way to describe it.
And then there's like cotton wadding in it, like you're stuffing a cannon.
It's a cotton wad, and then there's a little string.
Yeah.
And you take... The...
So you pull the string and it pops like a popper, right?
No. You put...
Like a party popper.
They say aim for your lower back. That's what the instruction manual tells.
Aim for your lower back.
Like when you put it in your puss.
So, and shove it in your puss.
So wait, you...
And like a black dude dicking you.
And then
the
you
lower...
aim
for the spine.
It says aim for your lower back.
Point the Demogorgon's mouth.
Point
toward...
the Demogorgon's mouth towards your lower back.
Right. Okay.
And then you just boop. Press it in.
You just press
why
it
am
in.
I doing this right now?
Yeah. So, for all my blue-collar people out there, it's like a drive-in stud. Yeah. Like where you just hammer the end of it, and it spiders out the mouth.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the little stringy-wingy hangs out.
Okay.
And when you're ready to take it out, you just boop.
You just boop?
Yeah, and that's the noise it makes.
Now, if you're
what
like,
does it look like when you're done? That's
oh,
always my
God.
Question.
It's...
I picture...
Let's just say do this after dinner.
Yeah.
Not
I
before.
Picture the same color as when you would make a baking soda volcano as a kid. And it's settled
oh,
down.
No.
And it smells the same, too. Right? Also, do you like my studio chair? Sounds like I'm sitting in an 80-year-old woman's lap. fucking horrible. God, these fucking chairs. We have these dining room chairs that my mom got, I think, after her mom's passing. And these were just built for, like, Americans of 100 years ago. Like, they could support, like, a 140-pound adult. There's no padding. Like, my fat ass had to literally buy little pillows to put on these things.
You do have... Are you sitting on your little
I'm
pad?
I'm sitting on my little pillow, yeah.
Oh, hell your hemorrhoid
yeah.
pad.
I'm too fat for regular seats. I needed this... When I was going to New York every week for UCB last year, by like week three, I was like, my ass is fucking numb. My lover is plowing this thing, and I am not coming via prostate stimulation because my ass is so numb from this seat. And then Hector took me to buy this seat, and now we're good.
So, Eve, I got to ask about if when you were living up in New York City, how much exposure you had to the UCB crowd.
A bunch of my friends did UCB. I never did. Okay. I do regret that. I should have taken classes when I was there, but I was like, oh no, I'm a serious actress. Just so stupid.
I just figured they waddled in after like a bunch of unshaven white guys, and you're like, what's this queer bait doing here?
No, it was. But I went to go see shows and stuff.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I saw some shows. I saw some people that. Who did I see? The guy that was on The Office, Gabe.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
He's yeah. famous.
Arnold.
Not just in UCB circles. He's legit famous.
And then I
He's
read,
from The Terminator, right?
Exactly. Janet. So Janet about. From The Good Place is a UCB veteran who recently made it. Kind of came out of nowhere.
Oh, like, is she?
Howard, yeah. Howard okay. will tell me these stories of people that made it in like their late 30s so I don't just hang myself in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
For Hector to find my corpse.
Nice.
So I was reading her story. She was being nice to her parents, but I'm like, I know when she turned 30, her parents were like, really?
Yeah.
You're still like getting paid like, wait, how much do they pay when you're at like top tier at UCB to do a show?
Oh, so you fill a bowl with fuck all and then they hand that to you and then they keep the bowl because they're not even going to give you the fucking bowl. You're paid nothing.
Zero.
You're paid 0.00 because they, quote, want to keep it amateur and fun. They don't want you thinking about things on stage because if you were getting paid, you'd probably censor yourself because, you know, the UCB folks are so accepting. Like, I could drop a casual N-bomb or something and they just go, oh, heat of the moment.
I thought you were going to say drop a deuce on yeah, stage.
Try that, too.
That you could overcome. The N-word, never.
No. You would actually, after dropping the N-bomb, you would have to shit on stage and then say, I was having a seizure. And maybe they'd believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
One time I went to go see, like, an experimental show. Well, it was like an open...
Did
okay,
exactly that.
So it was like an open... Open mic, and it was at the Bowery Poetry Club.
Okay.
Steph Sabelli, my bestie.
Yeah, your friend who's deceptively only a quarter Italian, like De Niro. I hate that shit.
Yeah, I think it's like 1/8 Italian.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I hate
She's
those
mainly
sneaky
Hungarian.
Backdoor wops. Yeah,
yeah, but she looks so Italian. The
I know,
last no, the whole
yeah,
name.
Paisan.
Stephanie Ariana Sabelli.
Yeah. Oh, it's just all smoke and mirrors.
I know, but so I saw this show, and this girl, you could get up and do anything you wanted. One of the rules was no heckling from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little hard for me because I was usually pretty drunk
yeah.
when I went to this place.
And you loved getting racial with performers.
And I really did.
Yeah.
This girl came out in Peter! A really... This girl came out in a really super sexy, like...
Nice.
How do you describe it? Like a beer, sort of like a German beer hall girl. Costume.
Oh, like
the little hat and the lederhosen.
Like a
drindle or something.
What the fuck is that
and
thing?
She had the skirt. She looked really, really cute.
Yeah.
And then in the back, there was a TV and it was The Sound of Music and they were singing mm-hmm. Edelweiss, you know, when Captain Von Trapp.
Yeah.
Edelweiss. Every morning.
I don't
you
know.
Greet
we were talking
me.
About this off mic. I don't know musicals. Like,
okay,
I
you don't
find them sissies fair.
All right, but this
all
is
man.
A pretty famous musical, if not one of the most famous. Anyway,
you've
seen
the hills
Sound
are
of
Alive with the Sound
yes,
of Music.
You've seen Sound of Music because everyone
definitely
seen
haven't.
It. Okay,
hand to fucking God.
All right, well,
Edelweiss is the B side to the song you just.
The
quit.
Hills Are Alive.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's called
Edelweiss. It's a flower. It's the It's the Austrian national flower, the
oh,
Edelweiss.
Man.
And Captain Von Trapp, Christopher Plummer, is singing it. The girl lifts up her little dindle skirt.
Yeah.
She has a full bush.
Oh, you lost me.
And
now
she
I don't like this art.
No, no, no. Listen. She has a little tiny hat that matches her German hat above her bush.
Nice.
And she has two strings attached to her vag lips.
Yeah.
And she's moving them in and out to sing with Christopher Plummer to Edelweiss.
Wow.
And she is, I look like how Howard looks right now.
I'm just trying to envision, like.
She was like, Edelweiss, and like opening
were
her.
Were people supposed to be laughing? Because I just would have burst out.
I mean, people were, you could have any reaction you wanted. You just couldn't heckle. You couldn't boo. You couldn't say
could
this.
I just sit there and jerk off like a retard?
Like the Asperg you are.
Yeah. Like, I just want to be like the four, like the, I don't know, 50, 40 point IQ kid at the beach who's just like constantly jacking it under his suit and then over his suit. When you're under 50, you're just jacking it bowled out.
Oh, no.
Your parents have to fling sand at your dick or beat it with one of the sandcastle shovels. Stop. No, no.
Howard is the only parent here.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to.
His kid's got like all the IQ. She's not going to jack off at the beach.
She's not going to do that at the beach. No. No. She's got two smart parents.
Yeah. She's going to do like prank stuff. Like,
I think that like
put
parents.
Sand crabs in Howard's ass when he's not looking.
I heard like being a parent makes you soft though.
About what?
Like issues like with that. Like, you don't you don't want to hear about.
Like, if your kid did start masturbating, you'd just be cool with it. Like, you've gone soft. Like, you'd just be like, all right, just come quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought much yet about the whole advice to give a kid about sexuality because, you know, she's two.
You should just start jacking.
What is she like mastering the English language.
What does she identify as?
Yeah. What are her pronouns?
Is she size gender? What are her pronouns?
Her favorite pronoun, I believe, is comrade.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's a communist.
That's good.
No, that's a joke I borrowed from a friend where
that's
it's just
awesome.
Like, it is strange because it's like, I don't know. It's a weird concept that we have to like let people know that I would be offended.
That our child's
the flip
a
to me is like, I want to start telling people I'm he, him, never refer to me as they. I find they very offensive.
Okay.
Am I now a bad guy for saying, like, them is stupid. Don't call me them. I'm one person. I am one man.
Yeah.
It's him or he. So can I use gender pronouns to sound like I watch Fox News or something? Can I do that? Because you should be as embracing of that as, like, telling me that I have to, like, start picking up words that are possibly invented.
Street. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
If anything, it just makes you sound like a, like, grammar police, which I appreciate.
Oh, the you people know. Who are like, my pronouns are.
Yeah. Or no, just like people that correct people's grammar on like Facebook and stuff. Like, God forbid you spell your incorrectly when you're like on a rant and someone's like, oh, and by the way. It's,
oh, yeah,
it's.
Yeah.
If the you worst misspell comeback. Your, you might as well be jacking it on the beach.
I know. But like, or I know. And I like, if I incorrectly do some grammar online, I go back and I edit it. If I go back and do some grammar.
I do grammar good.
I really like Elizabeth Warren. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to get political, but I really like Elizabeth Warren, but like, I think I saw on her Twitter feed, she has her pronouns at the very end of her like Twitter bio.
Her pronouns old and cunt.
And just every time I look at that, I'm like, oh, I see that, and I'm like, Trump's getting reelected.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, oh, great. Great. More proof that, like, it's just not guaranteed to end in 2020.
The people where it's no mystery and they're listing their pronouns, that shit throw. Like, literally, a good friend through comedy actually announced that they are transitioning this week.
Oh.
And I'm fine with that.
From
like,
what to what?
He is now a she/they. They will accept either pronoun.
Got it.
Yeah. And I don't. It's got to be difficult. So fucking do you.
Is
I don't
it
know what to say.
But it's also
it's
difficult
Joe
for the rest
already,
of us because
yeah.
Some of us are just like trying to figure out, like, you got to help me on this. If I say he, it's because I knew you when you were a dude.
Yeah.
It's going to take some work. Don't treat me like I just dropped the N-word.
Yeah.
That's not totally. Where we are, please.
Totally. Yeah, I'm going to need about 17 strikes.
I think most people transitioning are cool with that and understand that. It really is like people who are offended on behalf of other people, where it's like,
exactly.
Well, that's what I, it's like the people doing, like if I said like my pronoun is he online, they'd be like, no fucking shit. You're a fat slob who just talks about fucking tits all day. You're clearly, like the worst of a hetero man like that, but that is you. Like, it's the same dudes who like aren't Jewish, but they do like the three parentheses on either side. You know about the three parentheses thing.
No, I actually.
No, what is that?
Cool. So, humanity's horrible. And for a long time, like Nazis and shit online would put like three parentheses on either side of Jewish names, so that other fucking garbage Nazis could use like a browser that would, or a plugin to like Chrome that was like detect a Yid. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it'd find all the names with three parentheses around it and be like, damn rather Jew. I don't think he is, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you can put these brackets around whomever. So, the Jews, they're ballsy, you know, like they fucking, they've put up with a thing or two in their day.
Oh, yeah.
They would at that, after a while, like self-identify, like a lot of Jews on Twitter will just be like, here's three parentheses around my shit, go suck my dick.
Yeah.
And I,
my uncircumcised dick.
Yeah. Circumcised.
Oh, circumcised, right.
Yeah.
Never been with a Jewish guy.
Definitely. Your mother must be so disappointed. Didn't you ever get that speech? My mom fucking told me, bring home an Asian or a work hard and you don't.
No.
Wow.
No, I knew that. Circumcised. Yeah. The brisk.
Yeah. The iced tea.
No, that's the. That's
it's a brisk.
Brisk.
I thought you said brisk.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're all retarded. Okay. We're all just jacking it on the beach. Metaphorical beach. I fucked up something earlier. I just screw up my words now. At a live show last week, I think I said, Yeah, I'm a dipshit.
Shit on myself for
30 minutes. The entire audience is like, no, stop it. This is uncomfortable. We love you. So the Jewish people would do that. They would do their own little parentheses thing like, hey, fuck you guys. We're doing it on our own. I think eventually the goys would be like, I'm an ally of the Jews, and like put little parentheses around their shit. It's like, no, fuck you, man.
Huh.
You want a carpet bagger of sorrow. You know what I mean?
No, it gets weird. Like, what was that
I've never even heard of that, the parentheses thing.
You'll be doing it tonight.
I just, you remember after one of the debates, what was his name? Biden said something really strange. It was like such an old man weird rant about like black people on welfare in Delaware in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about, they're just raising their kids on the record player or something weird. It was
what?
It was so bizarre. And it was kind of racist. It was...
Yeah.
I'm going to say kind of. It was just like very like loaded in what he said.
It comes from the old practice of seating a baby on a record player and then every time its mouth came around, popping a piece of melanin. Go on.
But like a whole bunch of white people online got offended, and you still look at the numbers for Joe Biden's support. It's just like, that dude worked for Barack Obama for 8 years.
Yeah.
I don't really care if he had an offhand comment about sitting a kid next to a record player.
Yeah.
Like, for real, like based on 8 years of like, working for a black president.
Right.
No,
I think
man.
He's still all right.
White people will turn
the
on
son
you
of Scranton.
For nothing. Black people will literally watch an HBO documentary about how you fucked kids and covered it up and still buy your new greatest hits package. There is no better
referring
audience.
Referring to R. Kelly.
Oh, my. Jackson. Like, both of them.
Jackson.
Both. It doesn't matter. You prove my point.
Yeah.
There is no greater audience to have than a black audience. If you ever go to the DC Improv or really any other comedy club and Bill Bellamy of fucking, like, what was that MTV comedy show he
used
to
MC
30 goddamn years ago? Bill Bellamy will still pack in a not one white person audience, just an all black audience. They are all ready to throw down money. He gets fucking paid. Get 1,000 black people is worth a 10 million white person audience. If I could get this show
big. 54?
Exactly.
I've seen him at the Village Underground when I worked there.
Of course. And it was an entirely black audience.
It was pretty much all black there.
There you go.
Upstairs and downstairs at like the Fat Black Pussycat and at the Village Underground.
Yeah. For Bill Bellamy.
No, I mean, like, all the time.
Get the hell out.
Oh,
Rebecca.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. I don't know why. It just...
All I'm saying is Louis C.K. would lose what is left of his hair to have Bill Bellamy's audience. If you want to know what a white audience is, look at what happened to Louis C.K. There could not have been a bigger white darling. And he is a fucking pariah now.
Oh, he'll come back. Kevin Spacey's back. He's starring in...
Kevin Spacey's what? Doing weird YouTube commercials?
Kevin Spacey has just signed on to do season 4 of The Crown.
Really?
Which is a huge show.
Is he playing a dude in the stocks?
No, he's playing like Prince Andrew or something.
It's okay, just, well, good.
Yeah.
At the time he got Me Too'd, he was supposed... Like, they had to refilm his parts in whatever movie. Like, he's no longer allowed. No, but I'm saying, like, he was in major motion pictures.
Yeah.
That's done. That's like a huge part of, like, if you're an A-list actor, you got to be doing Hollywood movies. Netflix shows aren't it. And, like...
He's getting the lowliest of crumbs.
But I mean, he was on House of Cards when he was still considered like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
You know, and then he got Me Too'd out of the show.
Uh-huh.
And now he's going to be on another Netflix show, The Crown, which is really, really popular.
For how long?
Yeah.
I mean, one season. Question. That's how the.
So, special guest star? I mean,
exactly. I don't know.
It's not a bad paycheck.
He's been busted down to lower than Joel Kinnaman shit.
I'm just saying, I think what Kevin Spacey did.
Mm hmm.
I mean, it's
far
just
worse than
it's
Louis.
Far worse than Louis, and Louis sort of handled it better. Like, he was like, yeah, I did all that.
Yeah, and white people still revile him. Can you imagine?
I don't
either, but we are pariahs.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
But he's not allowed at comedy clubs across the country right now. It's really hard.
He has to tour. So my the friend I was talking about, I don't know which friend this was, but fuck. We mentioned her earlier in the show. Context, couldn't tell you. Kelly, she was actually on the show. Why the fuck am I tiptoeing around her shit?
Bresnahan.
Yeah, Kelly Bresnahan. She invited me down to, God, I forget where the hell she lives, like Charlotte. Or some crap. Yeah. And she was like, check out this local comedy club. Maybe there's something worth seeing. And it was like a 4-day stay by Louis C.K. And I mean, the rest of the comics there were so below him, but this is what he's been bumped down to.
Hmm.
And I mean... Can you, like, I just want you to imagine a black audience hearing Bill Bellamy jacked off in front of some bras. They'd just be like, he be tripping.
When's his movie coming to theaters?
Yes. That'd be the end of it.
Because Louis' movie never came to theaters. Like, I might see his new movie whenever it comes out, but I'm just like, I'm flabbergasted
that movie
it hasn't been released.
Buried like a fucking piece of cat shit in a litter box?
I didn't even know he made a movie.
On the verge of... his
something
second direct...
daddy or some weird. What's it called?
It was weird. It sounds weird.
What's it about?
He has it's like, actually pretty awkward because it is pretty.
He's like a mad young daughter that starts banging an old ass director played by Malkovich, and
ew.
The daughter.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah,
it's pretty inappropriate in light of the.
The
Me Too
who
the movement.
The daughter's that Chloe Morin's Grace, whatever.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate girls like that have looked legal since like for 9 years and now they're finally legal and you're like it's been too long.
So I think her
I
team
lost interest. I'm sorry.
Her team does not want that movie to ever come out. But Louis, I think, owns the rights now. He made so much money off the TV show. I think he had to pay the studio that funded it
mm-hmm.
to buy it back. He was just like, you cannot bury this. I will give you whatever money it takes. Is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you know, within reason of what it cost them, it's like I will pay you guys back in full to just give it to me.
Right.
And he's just waiting for, like, a time to do something with it because he would rather people who liked him had a chance to see it than to have it never air.
Right.
So it's
I don't know. I
to
think
be determined.
I think he's hilarious. I've met him, too.
I mean, he can be. It sounds like some of his jokes that
Go
he's
on.
Trying out, he sounds jaded. He just sounds really jaded now from the whole process. Like,
ooh.
I don't know how much he's learned.
Well, he
from...
might be. I mean, I have to think. I don't care how in love with comedy you were at one point. This is a dude who's been doing stand-up since, like, 20.
Yeah.
Are you talking about he's jaded by what he went through? He's just kind of jaded with comedy in general and he was doing other shit. Because it seems like after finally getting recognized, what, 20 years into a stand-up career?
Yeah.
He was like, okay, I've actually been doing this a ton. I'm kind of bored with it. I'm going to do shows and shit now.
Right.
It just sounds like his humor has changed, obviously, since like all this has gone down.
Yeah.
Since the shit at the fan, he's like telling a different like variation on a... Is his comedy that I'm not sure I like the new direction. So.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out. He was always sort of mopey.
Yeah.
I mean, he had... No, I met him...
Unless he was ejaculating in front of people. Then yeah. It was a big old smile. Big old Cheshire Cat smile. He pulled out that ginger cock.
Speaking of cats.
Yes. Yes. My fat girl cat has jumped onto the table from which we were...
You guys don't remember Sarah Silverman got slightly caught up in the Louis C.K. masturbating in front of female comics thing?
I sort of remember that. She was like, well, he...
She used to be like, cool, because she's weird, and they would masturbate in front of each other, and then... A lot of people are like, oh, it's your fault that he became a sexual predator.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
Really?
What?
Yeah, that just sounds like she's fucking down.
Yeah.
She's an awesome chick.
So she's like, my bad. I didn't really think about the fact that he would assume like all female comics were down like that, just like me. But
yeah,
am I supposed to know that? I'm not around when he's like not around me.
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. Like what? Like he's a fucking golden retriever and one person feeds him from the table and he thinks that's the norm there on out?
Yeah.
Like... He's a goddamn touring comic of 20 years. He can read context clues, you know, like he's not just going to pull out his piece for sport. So. If anything, she took a bullet for some people. Like he was going to do that elsewhere. And she was like, nah, do it with me. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I wonder if she did it back or if.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
And she would also like say no sometimes or she'd be like, that's gross, Louis. I don't want to see your dick.
Yeah.
Because she's the type of person where it's just like, if I want to see Louis masturbate, I'll let him know.
Yeah.
If I want to make him watch me masturbate, I'll let him know.
If that
just seems like a bad idea tonight, I'll let him know.
Yeah. When I was in my teens and she was on, I think, like the final season of Mr. Show, and it was just full like mid-90s, like ironic T-shirt, you know, low cut jeans. I fucking wanted to impregnate her so badly. I fucking worshipped Sarah Silverman.
Aww.
I mean, she's still holding it together.
I love her. I always loved her.
Yeah.
She looks good.
She does.
She's got big boobies.
Yeah. Jewish chicks tend to have huge ones. And I love it.
Look at this.
It's like a defense mechanism. Like, you're gonna crack a couple jokes on the playground when they're 8, and then, like, 4 years later, it's like, look at these. I love you now. That sorted itself out. The kids are Jewish now? Okay, cool. Let's do it. Yeah, my cat is now rolling around on the table, not distracting at all.
So cute.
She's such a little attention whore. So, speaking of pulling out your dick and masturbating, I did improv all weekend in Philly.
Yay.
Or all Saturday. Yeah.
You were in the show or just watching?
We did a, if you want to hear... Oh, hello, mother. Can I just give you like $10 to fuck off for an hour? We just want to record. Yeah, but we want to be loud and we want to say horrible things. But if you need to stay home, that's fine. I guess it's your house and you pay the mortgage.
Hi, Mrs. P.
Hi. Nice to see you.
You too.
Hi.
Hi. Good to see you.
Hi. How much money? 10, 20? What do you need? I know you like your Starbucks Frappuccino, which is like $5.25. And what else? That's like an iced slurry. You just drink it. Okay, I'll give you some money. I'm glad we sorted this out.
Do you want to pause?
No, this is fine. Okay, well, drop a loaf and... This is...
John,
what?
I see Roxy at the round table.
Yeah, my dad's here with me.
She is.
Yeah.
She's holding court.
Is this the Algonquin Club of Smallwood
Court? Yeah.
Aww. That's right.
All right, here's $10. Have fun. There you go. Yeah.
Doot, doot, doot.
Well, you're leaving, so you can leave it
in.
Okay, so we'll randomly have my brother in to bathe. Okay, I'm glad that we have to anticipate that by turning on the heat and making all this uncomfortable.
Will comes here to bathe?
Yeah, sometimes my brother will just gym in the middle of the day as his job allows, and then he'll come home and bathe.
Is he still hotel life in that?
He's still 3-month stints at long stay hotels like you. Back, you did that.
No, my ex did.
Your ex, okay.
I was living in Toronto at the time.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I spent a fair time in an extended stay on weekends. And
yeah.
He's been doing that 3 months?
9 months now.
Oh, man.
He does.
That ain't cheap, dude.
He does 3 months. It's like $1,500 a fucking month.
Yeah.
Why? Is a Mexican cartel going to hear that he can afford a $1,500 a month hotel and rob him? Jesus.
I mean, just living in this area in general.
Yeah, exactly. Are you paying a mortgage in Northern Virginia? You're probably worth robbing.
No, you're not.
Well, yeah.
Because my sister came and visited from Richmond.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I've never seen that many people clipping coupons at the grocery store. Because nobody's got cash here. Everybody's like, got to cut corners here in a way that
it's
you don't
pathetic.
Have to in
it's
Richmond.
Pathetic. Yeah. It's
oh, is Richmond like substantially cheaper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it?
It ain't the cheapest place in the country, but like, everybody
like
who comes up here and
Richmond's
is like,
great.
You pay what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richmond. I like Richmond. Richmond's
yeah,
cool.
Richmond is the northernmost of the actual southern cities. Like, you'll find fried chicken liver at gas stations and shit like that.
Barbecue's not as good here as the rest of the South. I gotta point that out.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as, like, Virginia barbecue. Because, actually, my sister... This is funny. My sister co-owns a
Famous
Texas.
Dave's. Someone's never been to Famous Dave's. Delicious
no,
barbecue.
But even Famous Dave's is, like...
Fucking Famous.
They're not trying to do, like... Virginia barbecue. They're
Famous
selling you
Dave
on.
Sucks shit.
Willard's is good. If you
Willard's
get,
is okay.
I'm just saying, like, they're all trying here. To, like, bring someone else's barbecue to Virginia.
Oh, no.
That's
there's
all
no Virginia style.
That's what I'm
the fuck
saying.
Is Virginia style. A Kraft bottle dumped onto a chicken breast and
it
baked in my mom's oven.
Minced pork. Bill's in Richmond used to do Virginia
minced
barbecue.
Minced pork?
So it's not pulled pork, it's minced.
What?
Like little cubes
like minced
of ham.
Beef?
I've yeah, it's like, it looks kind of like ground beef, but it was before people had the technology to grind meat, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's
you just
like...
mince it?
Yeah, so it looks like North Carolina style, which is my least favorite of the pork barbecues. And apparently, like, no, Virginia is even weirder because they take like North Carolina style and like chop it down more.
Ew.
Yeah. At least they don't use the vinegar sauce because I really don't like vinegar sauce from North Carolina, but...
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I don't. It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like the.
Well, Memphis.
No, when I was a
Memphis
kid,
is money.
Once a month, I
gives
was
me
like,
diarrhea
Mom,
every time, but it's worth it.
Are we having North Carolina barbecue for dinner? I smell it.
It gives me diarrhea every time.
And she would say, "No, I'm shedding my uterine lining." It's okay. I think she's off taking a shit.
Stop it.
But she'll corroborate this story.
So
if one of you two has
now
the
that,
nuts to ask her,
no
she
way.
Will confirm the story.
Not I. Not
now that
I.
I'm a parent, I'm like, I really hope this is not what I have to look forward to in 35 years.
Yeah.
38. Are you 38?
Who?
You.
My
me?
Kid is I'm, two, though. I
oh,
did the math.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm 38.
I did the math in my head as we were sitting here, and I was still off by one.
Howard's freshly 38. I'll be 39 soon.
Yes, February.
That was the most compelling line of this entire podcast.
What are we doing for your 40th?
Oh, God.
That's something we could talk to your mom about. We're going to have, like, a big blowout for you. Yeah.
I mean, I guess we need to.
I think we should shoot him from a cannon.
Yeah.
Just, like, watch him die.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we should film you at the beach jacking it in front of
like, it's just
see how
me.
Long he can get away with it without getting arrested.
No, it would be me at the beach, a bunch of co-eds, I'm jacking it, and then someone, like, the end of Scarface comes up behind me and just shoots me. And I'll die happy.
Oh, my gosh.
Smoky smoke is dying over here.
You do sound deoxygenated.
Oh, my God.
I almost want to end the show to get my fucking $10 back from
Maria. It's too late, man.
Yeah.
You didn't sign a contract.
That shit's gone.
That money is sailed.
Oh, shit.
That's gone.
Yeah, man.
Wait, you were talking about Philly.
I guess we were. We were
yeah, you
gotta, about Philly.
You actually got to pimp out your buddy show in Philly, man.
Come on.
Promote it.
Oh, all right. So my friend Pete Stax is the Facebook name. We'll just call him Pete. I don't know what the fuck he wants to go by in the show world.
Okay.
He's like this guy with the liar's last name, as I shall call a pseudonym.
It's probably so he can drop the N-word on stage.
Oh, that'd be worth it. I would definitely change the name of this show if I could do that. Just a different week. Same podcast voice, different show name, same slurs. So my buddy got a teacher from UCB, Zach Willis, I believe. I could be wrong. Like he's a redheaded dude, and he just looks like a smaller version of another redheaded performer there, Tim Martin. Like it's very bizarre. It. Like, it's so bizarre. Like, they're like Russian nesting, yes and.
I love it.
So he got that dude to come down from New York to Philly and I guess paid him X dollars and then was like selling out class slots. And I feel for my friend because he learned that people are worthless and will never come through for you in a pinch. Mm-mm. He probably must have taken some sort of unofficial, non-legally binding poll beforehand and been like, shit, like 16 people went in on this class. I'm going to make money hand over fist on this piece. And I'm going to have like all these people learning great improv. And fucking end of the day, six people showed up. I think he was like down a couple hundred on it.
Oh, no.
It was like $90 for 6 hours. So like me and a friend from improv, JJ, who's just like, I guess like the not bad version of me. Like he's got the beard and the hair still and he's in his like mid 40s, but he just looks all good. Like, like employable.
Basically, you just want to hire him to
like play me in the life story.
Lip like sync your part whenever we like me. Release the podcast on video. Yeah.
And it'll just be an especially vulgar episode. Drop the N-bomb. Do it, JJ.
Drop a deuce. Yeah. Do it.
Drop a deuce. And detect the period. So.
So gross. You keep looking over your shoulder like a continental soldier.
I can detect that she is right now. And she'll be cross with me. So, drive up with JJ.
She's way too old.
I know. We drive up, and yet the rappers are in the toilet.
That's one of your cats. Please.
So drive up with JJ. We do the tourist trap. Anyone that's gone to Philly, you'll learn like two things. One, you feel like almost this sense of duty to eat at Pat's and Gino's, which are the two tourist trap cheesesteak places. And
right across from each other.
I look at it as a Pat's or Gino's situation. I'm not one to go to both.
Oh, well.
Well.
Yeah. Much like I now don't eat the Popeye sandwich without chasing it with a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
So. You're very much a person who's like, when I go to Baltimore, I go to Little Italy and Atman's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the twofer. Do you ever do the triple?
No.
Okay.
I've never done that. I mean, like, I feel sick even after, to borrow one from Louis, the Bang Bang. It was an episode he filmed with Robert Kelly, famed fat comedian Robert Kelly, very nice, funny guy. Met him.
It played his brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was his brother.
And they have the Bang Bang.
Indian and Greek? Ew. Then go eat a meal.
An entirely other meal at another place.
Yeah, and me and my fat buddy, Rich Harmon, we always just, like, he has seen one episode of Louie. Like, Rich is, like, 400 pounds, like, bigger than me.
Yeah.
And he saw one episode of Louie, and it was the Bang Bang episode. And it is in his fucking vocabulary. Like, we will just constantly be like, you want to do a Bang Bang? Okay. And just shameless about it. I mean, I'm not going to reinvent that term.
No. So when you heard, like, my friend is teaching an improv class in Philly, you're like, oh, I can do the Pat and Gino's Bang Bang.
Yeah. I was like, because especially my friend JJ hadn't had them. So I was like, all right. My logic was as follows. There's going to be one cheesesteak before, one cheesesteak after, and then something during the lunch break, too.
Because of course.
We can have decent sandwich fillings, like, in D.C., but really south of Baltimore, I get the vibe there aren't a lot of like bakeries churning out good Italian bread. Like the secret to any goddamn sandwich in Philly and New York, they're like,
well, anywhere.
Yeah, we get our loaves from X bakery. You know what I mean? Like they're brought in from here, or we bake them in house. Whatever the fuck you want to do.
Holy shit! Actually, what? Like so, Eva's bro. We were talking before the show about her brother living in New Orleans, and I was just down there. There's a Vietnamese place there in the French Quarter that. It was a good banh mi, but it was hands down the best French bread I've ever had with a banh mi. And I was like, this is literally like one of the most memorable banh mi I've ever had. Not because what they put in it, but yeah. because the bread surrounding it made it perfect, man.
That's,
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, shit. You know, we do have, right in D.C. area, we do have Eaton Center where they bake that bread in-house, or like they'll get it from a bakery next door. But it's some flavorless shit. I'm sorry. Like, it's light and crispy, but like, they seem to pride themselves in bread that's like, it's Wonder Bread. We mashed into loaf form, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to blow smoke up people's asses. It's crunchy. It just doesn't have a taste.
The Liedenheimer Baking Company. I had to think of, that's who makes all the French bread down in New Orleans.
It's so good.
It's so good. There's a few places that like...
good French name.
No, well, my... Tim, my late fiance worked at this New Orleans restaurant in... New York, and they shipped in that bread.
It's so
from
good.
New Orleans. It's so good.
I could totally see that being worth it because even a day old, it's better than any bread in this area.
Yeah, so good. Hmm. I'm going to New Orleans in January, and I'm really excited to eat.
Oh, guess who's bringing me some sandwiches on the way home?
I have to bring you a po' boy all the way back.
Dude, John would love New Orleans because we went to one of the weird groceries that has famous po' boys. I got the muffaletta there, but it's just...
Oh, the Italian one that's like right near the French market.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird because it's just this like dumpy convenience store. Like you can go in, buy beer and... it's this lunch counter in the back of a convenience store. I don't know what to say. It's like a... It looks like a gas station that doesn't pump gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like terrible. And then you get into the back and it's like, whoa, that food looks pretty good. You order a sandwich and like once you eat it on the street, I mean, you feel like a beggar or peasant or whatever, but it's just like this is one of the best sandwiches
you've
ever eaten.
Po' boy.
Yeah, man. I think you would love it because it's the type of city where it's like all the best food is like served at a lunch counter.
Yeah.
And then you just eat it on the street.
I don't like sit down meals. Like I'll literally grab my food here and just stand up.
Yeah. But you can also do that too, because when Al graduated from Tulane, we went to August, which is one of John Besh's restaurants, who got me tude. He did the he was a very famous New Orleans chef.
What did they catch him doing?
I don't remember, but he used to be all over Food Network, all this stuff, and like
what
you
powerful
never...
restaurateurs all do. Like, I mean, because who was it?
Jacking off into the
Mike Isabella way. Got caught in this area.
Uh huh. Just like
they
rubbing his dick on oysters.
They all just like mac on like female staff members.
Oh yeah,
and they're
but
just
I mean,
like
yeah, and that.
Do you want to move up? Then
yeah,
like let me introduce you to the casting couch. You know
exactly
right. Yeah. So,
do you want to be making this ratatouille? Then suck my cock!
Yeah, but we went to his restaurant when Al graduated, and then for their wedding, they got married down there. And
did he?
He did the food at their wedding.
Did he?
What?
Did he do anything sexual with Al?
Look, we don't really talk about that.
Oh my God.
And I really don't feel comfortable.
You're so strong. Eva,
I know.
To still call him your brother after you let that man do that to him.
Why are you mentioning any sit-down restaurants to John?
I know. But I'm just saying
it's just like, he'll fixate on like, I have to leave a 15% tip at the end of the meal? That's ridiculous. I can get it myself from the kitchen.
I have to wear a shirt?
You mentioned like...
John is shirtless right now. Only because we're in his home.
Well, I've been just wearing a bath towel, as is my custom in my home.
Or like a Donald Duck shirt that comes right below your nipples.
Yeah. And instead of shoes, I just duct tape sponges to my feet. It's just comfortable. They breathe. No, I mean, he mentioned eating sandwiches in a dirty gutter. Like, that's my dream. Yeah. I mean, Chaps Pit Beef in Baltimore is literally in front of, like, the Gold Star Titty Bar. Like, what is it? You literally are eating in the fucking parking lot of a strip club next to a highway. And I'm like, this is heaven.
It's so good.
But New Orleans is like that. I'm gonna eat so much food. I can't bring you back a po' boy, though.
Why?
Because... Why?
The classic one has oysters. You don't want, like,
day-old
oyster.
You buy it right before you get on the plane, and you put it in a refrigerated compartment. I don't know why this is so hard. Like a lunch bag that has a frozen thing.
So I have to buy the lunch bag?
I'll buy it for you. I have some in my house.
That sandwich is going to get so soggy.
I don't care. I'll give you $30.
I'll pay for the sandwich. It doesn't matter. I just don't want to buy the refrigerated...
I'll buy the bag. I have a bag.
How do I get that? I was about to say through customs. How do I get that through?
You keister it.
I have to prison wallet it?
Yeah. You have to roll it up and shove it in your sniz.
Ew. And then boop.
Yeah. And then I'll walk by your crotch and go, I smell oyster.
Fried.
Mommy loves Johnny.
Did you have char grilled oysters when you were down there? That's my favorite thing.
I actually did have a pasta special with three of them, and it was like one of the best pasta experiences I've ever had.
How much is the flight down there? I don't want to eat your cunt oysters.
Why? Now I want you to.
You'll just feed them to me like the big
hog. Just boop. Howard, ew.
It all right,
looks
so
like a golf simulator, just lurking.
So Pats or Geno's?
Pats or, oh God, yeah. I, as the lib queer that I am, I definitely go Pats. I like Pats.
I've never tried Pats. I've only ever like done Geno's the one time.
I'll give you the argument for Pats. One, Pats is the one he goes to in Rocky.
Okay.
Okay.
Two, Geno's were the guys that for like 10 years had the like, you must order an English sign up, which it just, Jesus. You can't just point and go, bleh. You know, what the fuck? We don't need that here.
Right.
Goddamn. Fucking Dagos are the most racist pieces of white shit. I swear to God. And I mean, I get it because, like, we're barely better than them. Wink.
No. Same Greeks?
Yeah. No, they, you know. No, they have to overcompensate. I think, like, Italians had to overcompensate and be like, no, Mr. White Man. We are so much, we are like you. We do not like the Democrats like the blacks. That's my Italian accent. It's flawless. I think that's why so many Italians got into Republican shit. Because they wanted, there's such self-loathing, you know, and had to be like, we're like you, Mr. Anderson, not like Mr. Watkins. You know, like... So that's my thing.
Are they? Is that a thing? Are they like a self-loathing people?
The Italian, a lot of Italians are Republican as fuck. Especially okay. In the New York I did know area that. And the Jersey area.
I did
it's
know that.
Fucking weird as shit.
I mean, yeah. Again, like you're Irish Catholic. Yeah. It's out of the same fabric in a lot of ways.
I don't
it's
know.
A little different.
Everyone in my family is super, super.
And
liberal.
I know, yeah, a lot of my
like
Italians
my grandma, my dead. Irish, my Irish Catholic grandma, like marched on Washington.
I mean, it's just,
Martin
it's a mix, though, with Italians. So, like, when you say, like, a ton of
like
Italians are Republican, I'm not going to give, like, exact numbers. I'd probably guess it's 50-50. It's like most Catholic cultures. It's just...
50-50.
Other than, like, Polish, I think most Poles are just,
they're
like,
Nazis.
Republican.
They're You know what's going on in Poland right now? It's, yeah, the most right-wing shit.
That's
crazy.
That means... Stupid Polish person.
Really?
In, in Lithuanian. Dornas Paloki. My grandpa taught me that.
Literally?
I don't actually think that.
Wow.
I don't
Grandma
actually...
was like, if there's one Lithuanian phrase you need to know, it's this.
My grandpa. Yeah, he was Lithuanian.
I can tell you three things about every Polish girl
I don't
ever.
Think that, though.
Big
Poland's
knockers,
lovely.
Blonde hair, and bad noses. That's it.
I have two out of those three.
Yeah. That's true.
I have blonde hair and big knockers.
Weird little
I have such a small nose. So,
look like Michael.
Profile.
You look like Michael Jackson at the end. like it's just fucking bone.
Oh, man.
Bone crease and three little holes.
I think I got the nose ring, so like it would appear bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, maybe
like you
I...
have to loudly do things to your nose
yeah.
to trick people into thinking you have
I've had
one.
People come up to me and be like, who did your work?
So I can avoid them.
I got to bottom line it, though, with Pat or Geno's. Like, so, again, I've only tried Geno's. And what I learned from the experience and why I never need to try Pat's is, like, if the local custom is a preference for Cheese Whiz,
yeah.
Then I think most people can live without this experience in their life. I just really, I don't think.
Well, even I were talking about it, Cheese Whiz is, like, tasteless.
It's garbage.
You wouldn't...
It's tasteless.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like anything.
I mean, exactly. Do I eat it? Well, I'm a disgusting half-Korean, so, like, I eat yeah. sardines out of the can, which you were complaining about the
I
other day.
I can't handle them.
I love sardines.
Oh, I
yeah.
can't handle it.
So I'm just like.
You people are lower than seagulls.
Will I eat Pat's or Geno's? Yes.
Yeah.
Am I going to say that it's delicious beyond belief? No. Would I do it right after a workout? Because it would like just
fuck
be
yeah.
this like crazy
fuck
protein
yeah.
hit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah! That sounds
yeah.
like what
and
it's there
carbs,
for.
Yeah. Right. No. So going back to my weird prejudices, Gina's also has like this wall of like law enforcement badges.
Gross.
And like, look, yeah, I'm not saying go out and shoot the pigs or something like that, but god damn, man.
But
what
go out
this...
and
yeah, just one, not plural, just one. No, I don't get this weird veneration of law enforcement. It's like any other goddamn job. How about, here's a weird fucking idea. How about we treat everyone who works kind of goddamn decently in the course of their jobs? Why do we have to suck cops' dicks? So,
well, I'll put it this way. Like I told you this earlier, but I just feel like
actually,
when you run a What's food that? Counter like that late night in a city,
you're saying, yeah,
you best be like giving free sandwiches to cops.
Of course. But let's then they're tax funded mafia. Let's just call it what it is.
I'm just saying, it's just like if you want any businesses to operate late night to offer food, like in the cities, yeah, you best have like some cops showing up regularly. Like, hey, man. I'd like to quote unquote pay for that sandwich. Don't worry about it. This one's on me.
Oh, that's too kind.
That doesn't really happen in New York, though.
What?
Like, I don't know. Cops get like free coffee and free slices. But
that's the
not...
thing. It's like it depends where you are in New York.
That's
right?
True. New York is like, so much bigger.
Yeah, and there's a lot of hotbeds of activity anywhere where the cops have to be. Anyhow,
that's true.
You don't need them in because they're like a block away. Right. It's more the places where it's like, we have to give cops a reason to come to our neighborhood.
Right.
That's when it's like, hey, we love the police.
Because that
you guys
isn't...
can bring your kids.
I gotta
we'll
take
give
a
you
call.
Free
chat
sandwiches.
In 30 seconds.
That neighborhood isn't that great at late night. Have you ever had Jim's? That's my favorite.
What's Jim's?
It's on South Street.
Oh, you're talking Philly, for cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've only done a
God
couple cheesesteaks in my life.
I was just asking Howard if he's ever had Jim's.
No,
that's my favorite.
And I fucking, like an idiot, I kept telling everyone, Joe's on South Street. Where's Joe's? And
no,
they're like, we
Jim's.
Don't know about Joe's. And then, yeah, you told me.
So
you corrected me.
I had a good one in D.C. And actually, like,
where?
It's Capriati's. Doesn't do bad. I actually went to the original one in Wilmington, Delaware. So not far outside of Philly.
I've heard of Capriati's.
Capriati's is legit, especially if you go to the original one in, like, Wilmington.
Wilmington.
They do a pretty good job.
The sad appendix of Philadelphia.
Because, like,
how far is it? Wilmington and Philly.
Wilmington has it's on their public transit, so it's kind of like going almost from like Vienna Station to Union Station, D.C.
Oh, jeez.
It's really not that far.
It was that close.
It's basically a suburb of Philly, and so they make a good Philly cheesesteak in Wilmington, Delaware.
I've had a very good Philly cheesesteak in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Of course, as long as there's damn WAPs there.
Yeah.
You're going to get a good
sandwich. White House Subs makes like amazing subs, and that's in when I would go with Ed Fu and the crew to
they
go gamble.
They can't build like a government that will last or a car I would drive, but I don't want anyone else making my sandwich.
You would never drive a Ferrari?
Lamborghini?
Yeah, okay.
What was the other thing? A car and what?
Form of government.
Because they're fascists.
Yeah, exactly. My only complaint is that
but
it
what
didn't
about,
last.
What about, like, the Romans?
They did all right.
Not as good as the Greeks.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Discipoli. Sawe Magistra. All of us. New Magistra Lario.
Yeah, oh our gosh. Latin teacher. Fuck, she did not care that I just cheated off you for 4 years straight.
Did you?
Yeah.
We talked about that because Neil invited, I guess he invited you to lunch too with her.
Yeah.
And only I went. John bailed. No, like me and Neil hung out with Ms. Lario.
Yeah.
And then my wife got to meet Ms. Lariu, so that was interesting. And
is she still alive?
Yeah. She was, like, talking about...
You dug her up.
It's so weird talking to teachers after the fact. They're like, yeah, it's cool you bothered to give me a call. Like, I don't really care if I had an impact on kids that much. You know, it's just... I mean, she obviously is happy, but she's like, I don't, like, lose sleep at night, like, wondering if anybody cares that I was a good teacher or not. Is kind of, like, one of the... That's not exactly what she said, but it's just the idea of, like...
She wasn't a good teacher. Mm.
I don't know. She helped me a lot, so I think that's the reality for most teachers is if they can look back and it's like, yo, there's a couple of students who, like, their lives are different now because I taught them. It's not a bad place to be.
She's lovingly referred to in the Crichton household as Witch Lario.
I mean, I couldn't have gone out of state if I hadn't basically like
dude,
gotten
you
her.
Fucking you lived and breathed Latin. That's when I was like, man, he's smart. Like I could not do foreign languages.
But
at
no,
all.
She got me and Neil to do a governor school in Latin, which is a ridiculous like summer camp for mm-hmm. Latin students.
Is that the one where you me? So that wasn't when you me and Ilhan did a Latin thing and we went down
we did
to
a
Richmond.
Weekend in Richmond and yeah. smoked pot.
I
in the
did
hotel
that
room.
My freshman year, your senior year.
Yeah,
you
that's
weren't
right.
there.
No,
it
was their junior
it was
year.
Neil.
We
Ilhan
watched Stephen
and
King's
you.
The Night Flyer
and then,
sparked up in the shitter.
Yeah, me and Ilhan definitely got stoned in the bathroom mm-hmm. in the hotel that
and you didn't
trip
invite
too.
Me.
Didn't know yet.
Oh.
You were Al's little sister. We were like, I don't know. Is Al cool? Al doesn't really seem to partake, so we
Al's,
can't.
Al did
back
that.
Then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember coming here. Oh, can I say that you
do whatever? Yeah.
Okay. I remember coming here. My
he's
freshman
dropped like
year.
17 racial slurs on
I
this
know.
Episode. Of course, you can talk about this.
Okay, yeah. But you used to sell to Al.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember coming here my freshman year, and he made me wait in the car.
Uh huh.
And I was like, I know what you're doing in there. Yeah. You're buying marijuana.
You're wrong. We're actually just fucking each other passionately. Joke's on you.
You're making love.
Yeah.
John style, so it was over in 5 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah,
but a lot of heavy spooning.
Yeah.
A lot of snuggling after. God, maybe I shouldn't have said
like,
that.
Why does Al's butt smell like the
so,
ocean?
I never told Ms. Larry about that part of like, oh, yeah, we were totally getting high in the bathroom in those hotels when we went to Richmond for the state convention.
Right.
But, it was more about... like the fact that she was like, Neil, Howard, you guys got to do like Latin summer camp. And we're like, that sounds like it's for losers. It's good for college. Okay, I'll fill it out. And then ended up majoring in the crap. So.
How long was that summer
you
camp?
You majored in that in college?
Yeah.
In Latin?
Latin and
Latin?
Greek.
Latin? And Greek?
Yeah.
Damn.
What do you think about lawyer now? Like, what do you do with that?
I don't know.
But I got a scholarship for it. So
Al majored
like,
in history
done.
And he's a lawyer now.
Yeah.
That's what my
I mean. Again, it's just
what? Showed them. I just became a locksmith.
I didn't know you majored in Latin and Greek.
I was basically on the side, and I'm like, I can basically churn out this degree in like 2.5 years.
Because of okay,
because
so
like,
you graduated
you all
really
AP
early.
Credit, I, remember,
I got
yeah.
I got 4 semesters AP, and then I ended up at Texas, and they basically let me do 4 semesters of Greek. In one semester, one summer. So I was already like a college senior by the time I was a second
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
It was
wow.
crazy.
No, I was
so Larry
well,
you
went
it
to
up.
UT?
Yeah.
Austin.
And they just hooked it up. They were
my
just
mom,
like,
my
get
mom
out.
Went there for grad school.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that place. Except
she does this a lot.
The shocker.
I got some complaints about it, but overall, net sum, I liked it. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Lovely. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
I'm just being positive now. I'm yes anding everything.
Yes and.
Mm. All right. So skip the crap sandwiches they make in Philly.
Yeah.
Let's talk improv in Philly, which is obviously superior to what they do at UCB.
Yeah.
Well, it was a UCB teacher that just came down to Philly. I mean, it was
the superior talent in Philly that New York can't compete with.
Like, look.
Okay.
I am completely happy with paying $100 to make pretend with 6 white guys in a basement for 6 hours. Like, I was fine with that use of my day. And it was even hilarious because Zach, despite being in Philadelphia, went to goddamn Chipotle for lunch. And we were all just like, why? And then he proceeded to, like, have to shit his lungs out 10 minutes later. And he walked out and he was like, you know, it's funny. A lot of people joke about Chipotle's food doing that, and you don't think it'll do it, but it did.
I just like pooped my pants.
Yeah, like the Neil deGrasse Tyson meme where it's like Black Science Man. People don't think science be like that, but it do. Like, it was pretty much he was just like, yeah, that really did happen to me. I just shit myself because of Chipotle. And then we went on with our day, but that was hilarious. So that was it. Like I said, it was just improv with other people that did improv. So it was a problematic swath.
So when are you going to make a break for it and actually go to New York? When's this
to
happening?
To finish up my UCB.
Bum, bum, bum,
yeah.
Na, na, na.
So my shrink that listens, the one that I had yesterday, who, by the way, is like, so you on your show... I lost track of how many times you were self-deprecating. And then she had to, I was like, well, yeah, that's funny. And then she was like, so what do you really believe about yourself? And I was like, oh, what I do in here is the lie. Anything on the microphone is real. And I was worried about that.
Yeah.
She's like, because in here you sound positive about your life, but on the microphone, I'm like, that's
really? So your therapist actually listens to your episodes?
Yeah. She's
wow.
a good egg.
I think, like, one way to help you with your self-esteem is she should charge you for her time when the episodes are terrible.
She should do that. I think I could be wrong. I keep forgetting to ask her this. So, Shrink, if you're listening, please address this in our next session. I think I pay her an extra session a week to go through my meal tracking app, which is supposed to be like I upload pictures of the food I've eaten, and then she gives the feedback like, great job, that looks healthy. But I don't do it because, like, lately I would just be like, here's another tin of European cookies from Costco. I ate all the graham cracker ones. And what's she going to be like? Why are we going through the fucking, the charade of you doing therapy for losing weight when you're just eating a tin of cookies on the shitter? You know? So I just don't do it. And I'll still get every so often. It's an app called Recovery Record. It's for bulimics. Like, and anorexics. It's supposed to be so you can prove you're eating, not for the fat guy to be like, I only ate this much on any given day. So I still get these emails saying, like, she checked into your recovery record. And I'm like, I better not be getting billed for this because I haven't updated food in a month to this thing.
I think that's the goal, is like, it actually hurts you to spend money, so it's more likely that you're...
It's like $22. If $22 stands between me and eating like a piece of shit,
yeah,
$22
you're gonna...
Yeah.
But I think it's evidence that... I mean, what you gonna infer if you're not putting in entries? I think that's what they, like, tell the people who use the app for monitoring. It's like, so when the person stops updating, they're obviously cheating.
Well, exactly, yeah. It's like, if
how
you
do you
put
update, like, how do you follow a bulimic, like...
I mean,
if there's
a certain number
of... They're eating too much, and then...
They have to post photos of an empty toilet. No, I mean, Howard's completely right. It's like...
Because you're binging, so I guess if you're, like, taking in, like, 5,000 calories at once, they know that you're binging, and then you're
but
more
who's really
going to
post,
burn.
Like, the 5,000-calorie meal?
Right. Okay.
It's not like when you put some, like... ankle detector on a pedophile that detects little kids cum or something like
ew.
That. So we should end the show.
Yes. That was too much for me and Howard.
Everyone, John Papa Giorgio, Papa's Basement. Again, find us on iTunes. Share it with your friends. I mean, who would be embarrassed to share this with anyone? at Papa's Basement for me on Insta and Twitter. I do things on both. I made a joke right now. Here, I'll read this off. This is the comedy you'll get if you subscribe to the Papa's Basement Twitter. I'm currently going viral with this tweet, which has
bring it.
3 likes.
Oh my God.
I prefer the first draft of Pretty in Pink, where John Cryer's character would march around the halls of his school, pointing at his crotch and loudly declaring, Ducky needs sucky. And then there's a picture of John Cryer as Ducky. So please subscribe to my Twitter account, but I can also just read my tweets from the previous week as the episode. That works too, right? That's cross promotion, cross platform thing. Eva?
Yeah.
I don't know. Howard?
I'm at Basement Howard, which is usually how John tags me when he uploads episodes I appear in, and that's basically all I use that account for. So
there you go, Eva.
Orchard Eva.
There you go.
Yeah, that's me.
And you will not smuggle po' boys in your vagina for the listeners, so they need to know that.
No, it's gonna go in my butt. My prison wallet.
Yay, po' boys. Till the next one, we're out of here.
Peace.
Bye.